people everywhere are cheering the arrival of these strange men. The barbers have stopped cutting hair and are standing outside with scissors still in their hands. Restaurant owners and patrons have come out of the restaurants to watch and cheer. Along the side streets, groups of boys and girls, some on foot, some on motorcycles, yell and honk their horns as others run up to the trucks, slapping and touching the soldiers' hands. On our block, children jump up and down and wave their arms in the air to greet these strange men. Excited, I cheer and wave at the soldiers, even though I don't know why. Only after the trucks have passed through my street and the people quiet down do I go home. When I get there, I am confused to find my whole family packing. What's going on? Where's everybody going? Where have you been? We have to leave the house soon, so hurry, go and eat your lunch. Ma is running in every direction as she continues to pack up our house. She scurries from the bedroom to the living room, taking pictures of our family and the Buddha off the walls, and piles them into her arms. I'm not hungry. Don't argue with me. Just go and eat something. It's going to be a long trip. I sense that Ma's patience is thin today and decide not to press my luck. I sneak into the kitchen, prepared not to eat anything. I can always sneak my food out and hide it somewhere until it is found later by one of our helpers. The only thing I am afraid of is my brother Koi. Sometimes he waits for me in the kitchen to make me eat proper food, or else. Heading to the kitchen, I poke my head into my bedroom and spy Cave shoving clothes into a brown plastic bag. On the bed, Gek sits quietly playing with a handheld mirror while Chu throws our brushes, combs, and hairpins into her school bag. As quiet as I can be, I tiptoe into the kitchen and sure enough, there he is. He is feeding himself with his right hand while his left gently touches a slim bamboo stick lying on the kitchen table. Next to the bamboo stick is a bowl of rice and some salted eggs. Most evenings, the younger kids in the house will gather in the kitchen to study Chinese, and a tutor uses the bamboo stick to point out characters on the blackboard. In the hands of my brother, it is used to educate us about something else entirely. I was taught to fear what my brother will do with it if I do not do as I am told. I give Koi my most charming smile, but this time it does not work. He sternly tells me to wash up and eat. In moments like these, I fantasize about how much I hate him. I cannot wait until I am as strong and as big as he is. Then I will take him on and teach him many lessons. But for now, since I am the smaller one, I have to listen to him. I whine and sigh with every bite of food. Every time he looks elsewhere, I stick out my tongue and make faces at him. After a few minutes, Mal rushes into the kitchen and begins to toss aluminum bowls, plates, spoons, forks, and knives into a big pot. The silverware clangs noisily, making me jittery. Then, picking up a cloth bag, she throws bags of sugar, salt, dried fish, uncooked rice, and canned foods into it. In the bathroom, Keem throws soap, shampoo, towels, and other assorted items into a pillowcase.